Martin, I suppose this mission accomplished into a semi-final. It mightn't have been pretty, but you're there.
No, far from pretty, but as you say, we're there and we can go to the two quarterfinals now tomorrow and sit back and enjoy them and have a look now at who the opposition might be. But it was a real dogfight out there now, and it's all we expect from Tiernan. It was never going to be easy, and we're seeing it all week, and the boys knew what we were going to get tonight from Tiernan. They're a tough team to break down, so they are, and they gave it everything they
had. Yeah, because you had an awful lot of possession, but found scores very hard to come by.
Found scores tough to come by. They had 14 behind the ball at all times and that throughout that game, and we struggled to break them down now, so we have plenty to work on the next 2 weeks, and it's not a bad way to be going into semi-final knowing you have plenty to work on.
Yeah, but at the same time, you know, I suppose the reality is you were in a good enough position at half time.
Well, we were. We had a bit of a breeze in the first half now too, and we kind of knew we had a good bench to fall back onto, and they made a difference. Eunan Doherty and Seamus Corker in particular coming in there made a huge difference just coming in, so we had that to fall back onto.
Yeah, and I suppose they did get back into it with the goal.
Yeah.
A bit disappointed you gave away that
goal.
Yeah,
very disappointed with the goal now. We didn't track the runs at all from deep, and they could have had a similar goal in the first half too. They had two or three runners coming at deep and we struggled to get them stopped, so it's something we're going to have to work on the next couple of weeks.
In the second half, when the game did open up a bit, you had a couple of goal chances and you didn't take them as well. Maybe wrong options.
Wrong options more than goal chances. I think there were a couple of times there we should have been kicking them over the bar. We were two, three points up, and points were good. Were big scores in that game, and it's something again we're going to have to improve on, and maybe take the points in tight games like that. They're big scores.
Yeah, came into the game here in great form and really had put up big scores in the championship so far, you know, so this is probably what you really needed, is a good tough test, because people were talking about Glenties, you know, as potential champions and all that.
Yeah, it's different too. The group games are different. It's just real knockout. It's championship stuff now. The group games, you're playing teams that have something to fall back on if they lose, and we kind of knew that too. It was all or nothing tried for ourselves and for Tiernan, and it was always going to be a tough game. There doesn't be too many big scores racked up at knockout stage. So
you were without Brendy McDyer tonight.
Yeah, Brendy's gone for the year. We're not going to see Brendy this year now. It's very, very unlikely now. He's done medial ligament damage to the knees, so it's very unlikely we'll have him, and he's a big loss to us.
In terms tonight, you took off Darragh Garry earlier as well. Was that an injury or was it just...
No, it was just to change things up a wee bit now, more than anything, that it appears to come in, and we needed to get the likes of Seamus Corcoran on the field, so...
Yeah, and as you said, Seamus and Eunan made a big difference when they did come on.
Oh, huge difference. Their work rate, and they both kicked very important scores at two different stages. But that's the advantage of having a good bench. And we'd Ethan there come in and done well as well when he came in and won an important free for us. So,
as we said at the outset, it might be pretty, but you're still happy to
be. We're still delighted to be in the last four.